This is Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2, New York's home for new music. This is the third of a four-part series focusing on the choral music that I love. And today we're going to listen to Howells and Stanford, and it's the sort of cheesy mid-century English stuff that I think is just fabulous. Although I suppose I should say that Stanford is technically Irish. I'm oftentimes corrected on that point. We're going to start with a short motet of his called Beati Quorum Via. This is John Rutter conducting the Cambridge Singers. That was Beati Quorum Via by Stanford. It was John Rutter conducting the Cambridge Singers, and I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2. We're going to have another piece by Stanford next, a more bellicose piece called For Lo I Raise Up. It's a slightly insane piece of text taken from the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament. I should imagine this is one of the very few settings derived from that source material. It's kind of terrible and kind of great and really cheesy, and there's something in it for everyone. There are a million sections. There's a bass solo. There's a treble solo. There's an outrageous organ part and horses and wolves and leopards. It's completely over the top. This is For Lo I Raise Up. And this is Andrew Lucas conducting St. Paul's Cathedral Choir.
Thank you.
That was the peaceful coda to the otherwise rather bombastic "For Lo I Raise Up" by Stamford. We heard Andrew Lucas conducting the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir. And I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2. And if you have any questions or comments about what we've just heard or about what we might hear later, you can listen to this show again and its companion shows by going to q2live.org. Next, we're going to have a Magnificat in Nunc Dimittis by Herbert Howells, who is a fascinating composer inasmuch as he behaved as if he were living sort of 400 years before he actually did. He was a church employee. He was someone who fashioned himself as a reincarnation of a Tudor or Jacobean Kapellmeister. And there's something wonderfully old-fashioned about his music. And yet, harmonically, he's so forward-looking and so pliable and bendable with the way these lines unfold over the harmonies. It's incredibly sexy and very rewarding to sing. We're going to hear his St. Paul's service conducted by John Scott with the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir, for whom it was written. That was the St. Paul's Service by Herbert Howells. We heard John Scott conducting the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir, and you also heard their very famous 10 seconds of reverb. You snap in there, you can probably still hear it now. We're going to continue listening to Howells. I'm Nico Muley, and we're focusing on choral music that I love this week at Q2. Next, we have a piece called Like as the Heart Desireth the Water Brooks, and I've always been obsessed with this piece. There's something so delicious about this descant that comes in at the end. It's a very old-fashioned, very kind of stodgy English way to approach structure, but essentially the entire thing repeats like a hymn, and this treble line soars over it. Normally, my experience would say that I should choose a recording that has boys, but this is a wonderful recording with a mixed choir of women and men. This is Harry Christopher's conducting the 16, and this is Like as the Heart by Herbert Howells.
Oh,
That was Like as the Heart Desireth the Waterbrooks by Herbert Howells, and we heard Harry Christopher is conducting the 16. I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2, New York's home for new music. This is the third in my four-part series on choral music that I love. We're listening to Howells and Stanford today. Next, we have another wonderful piece by Howells with a glorious descant. This is his Hymn to St. Cecilia, and we'll hear Malcolm Archer conducting the Wells Cathedral Choir. That was the Hymn to St. Cecilia by Herbert Howells. We heard Malcolm Archer conducting the Wells Cathedral Choir. I'm Nico Muley, and you're listening to Q2, New York's home for new music. Although we're focusing on music by dead composers today, Herbert Howells and Stanford. And next we're going to have another pair of a Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis, also by Howells. We'll hear Stephen Cleobury conducting the choir of King's College, Cambridge, for whom these canticles were written. I would just like to point out that the Nunc Dimittis ends with a Glory Be to the Father section that's one of the most exciting and thrilling things in the repertoire, both to sing and to listen to. I'm sort of a tourist for this thing, and if I hear about anyone singing it, I'll make a point to go seek it out no matter where it is, and usually it's in some sort of wretched village in the north of England. I'm buying train tickets. This is the Chorreg Magnificat and Nunc Dimittis by Herbert Howells. Thank you. a Magnificat in Nunc Dimittis setting by Herbert Howells. You heard Stephen Cleobury conducting the choir of King's College, Cambridge, and I'm Nico Muley, and this is the third of a four-part series about the choral music that I love that I'm hosting this week on Q2. If you want to leave comments or leave information or ask questions or stream the shows, you can go to q2live.org. It's all there. Next, we have a Te Deum and Jubilate setting by Howells, also written for King's College, Cambridge. This is the first Howells that I ever sang, and the Te Deum ends with this unspeakably gorgeous line on Let Me Never Be Confounded that reaches up to the stratosphere into this A-flat, and I recall being so completely terrified of singing it that I almost threw up in church. I think throwing up in the Lord's house is always a good excuse to put it on the radio 25 years later, whatever it is. This is the choir of King's College, Cambridge, with Stephen Cleobury directing.